Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the lady Zainab salamullah alayha. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, today marks the birthday of that noble lady, the lady Zainab. And in this session of Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at some of the characteristics and features of that noble lady as transmitted by her nephew, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has been narrated as having said that surely my aunt Zainab salamullah alayha was a knowledgeable lady, alimatun, who was not taught by any human being, غير متعلمة, meaning she was a lady who had knowledge, who had been given knowledge, but that knowledge that she had received, she had not learned in any formal setting from any teacher or in any from any other human being. This implies that she had been given a God-given knowledge, a divine knowledge. She was inspired, and this is one of the characteristics of that noble lady. This is something which has been echoed in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, it has been mentioned that if you are pious and if you fear God, then God Almighty, He will grant and impart a direct and intuitive form of knowledge to this person who fears God and who is pious. And of course the noble lady Zainab, she had a very high level of piety and taqwa, and this led to this divine inspiration that she was given. And this is not something, it's important to note that these forms of higher forms of knowledge and inspiration, sometimes we believe and we think that and assume that they are limited to infallibles such as the prophets and their successors, the a'imma salamullah alayhim. But this is incorrect. In fact, if we look at the Holy Quran, we see that there are many people the Quran mentions who were not prophets, but they were inspired with a divine form of inspiration and knowledge. For example, regarding the mother of Moses, God Almighty says in one verse of the Holy Quran that He revealed and inspired her with the knowledge of what to do with her baby, meaning the Prophet Moses, when the baby was in danger of being kidnapped and killed and murdered by the army of the Pharaoh. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Zainab in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.